brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.
34-34 at the half. They got big play potential.
Well, no cupcake games for you settling in. Your first one is a rivalry one.
And I had on the Earl County shirt and some lady.
Oh, no.
What are you doing up here?
Because you're wearing red and black and you crossed the county line, Larry.
Welcome to another season of the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast weekly edition. John here, Hannah there. Welcome back.
Thank you. Is this our 8th year?
I think that sounds right. 8th year, yeah.
8th year. Whew. Getting old. Feeling old.
Getting ready for girl number 3.
Girl number 3 in October.
Did I see that you and John have settled on a name? Did I see this?
We have.
Okay.
We have. For all of those out there feeling bad for my husband having 3 girls, 2 now with flower names.
Yeah.
He named her. It's so cute. Her name is Violet.
Okay. So a third flower in the Gooden family. So
Lily and Violet.
And so Hannah's going to be hanging out with me and all of us here in studio for the podcasts as long as she possibly can.
Yes.
And then the Monday after she gives birth to Violet,
I'll be back.
She will be remote from a location doing the show. Yes.
We have a great show for you. And we could not have drawn this up any more perfectly with the 4 coaches that we have on today. John, you're better at explaining it than me. I get tongue-tied. Tell the folks how well we did with this podcast.
All right. So in order, the guests are Jason Strickland from Ware County, Tucker Pruitt from Appling County, Wes Tankersley from Fitzgerald, Larry Harold from Irwin County. Now, on the surface, you look at the schedule. Coach 1 and Coach 2, they're playing each other this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Coach 3 and Coach 4 are playing each other this weekend.
Rivalry games.
So rivalry games, that's the first stage. So Jason Strickland was the head coach at Fitzgerald alongside and knows the Pruitt family from Robbie Pruitt from Robbie's time as head coach. Tucker is Robbie's son. Tucker, I believe 2 years after Jason left Fitzgerald as head coach to go coach at Ware County, Tucker then took over as head coach at Fitzgerald. Now, Tucker is the head coach at Appling County. And so, sure enough, Appling County's schedule has both Ware County and Fitzgerald on it. So then, we go to coach number 3.
Have to have
Wes Tankersley.
Fitzgerald
and so, therefore, with this flowchart, you had to have the Fitzgerald head coach on. So Wes Tankersley, who has coached at Gilmer, Ridgeland, and Stevens County, is now the new head coach at Fitzgerald. He and Larry Harold, who has coached at Central Macon, Central Gwinnett, Brunswick, Macon County, all around the state, they are now first-year head coaches at Fitzgerald and at Irwin County. And their first game is one of the biggest rivalries in the state.
Off the top. Week 0.
Week 0. Thanks. And so Larry Harold.
Hilarious.
Parachutes into this rivalry, and he is the must listen. All of them are must listen for various reasons. But Larry breaks down what it's like to parachute into a rivalry. So that's the 4
and
coaches that we have.
And why he cannot drive. Within a 10-minute radius.
There's a force field north of campus that will not allow him this week to go into Ben Hill County.
So
and we find out what it's like for the 4 of them to be. 3 of them in new locations, all 4 of them facing off against each other here in week 0.
All right. Patting us on the back for this outstanding podcast, let's get right to it. And we start with Jason Strickland, head coach of the Ware County Gators. And our first guest, Coach Strickland, heading into your 7th season with Ware County. Coach, just business as usual for you, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No question. It's crazy, Hannah, that has mentioned something about this being our 7th season, and it has flown by. It just doesn't seem like we've been here that long, but it's been a great run.
Region 1 Quad A.
What a sigh, John.
Considering that when you look at 1 Quad A, it is one of the nastiest regions in the state.
The new Region of Doom.
One of, I mean, for anybody who hasn't had the chance to see how just absolutely knocked down, drag out 15-round heavyweight fight it is, break that down for folks.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, you're sitting there, number one, the storied programs, Warner Robins and Benedictine and us, and then, you know, you start adding in Perry and what Kevin Smith has done at Perry and you know, Kyle Hochman at New Hampstead, Wayne County. I mean, it's just a bloodbath every Friday. And it's one of those things, it seems like, you know, every time I get on social media, I'm seeing another kid out of this region that's gotten, you know, two or three Power Five offers again. And the thing that I'll always say is, you know, we play in a region with terrific talent, but the impressive thing is when you turn the camera on and turn the film on and you see how well those guys have been coached. And I mean, so it's, you know, it's obviously it's really good football players, really talented athletes, but the quality of coaching in our region is superb as well. And, you know, it makes for a lot of gray hair and sleepless nights, but you know, the thing that, the thing I like about it is our kids love playing this competition. Our community loves seeing us compete against this competition. And it's one of those things where you feel like if you get through this thing, you wind up getting in battle tested. The scary part about this year, John, is we match up there with North Oconee's region. So if you're the fourth seed going in this thing, you could be a really good football team, and now you got to go on the road to North Oconee. Congratulations.
Well, we'll find out this Friday how well training went over the summer. How do you grade yourself through from spring ball to summer ball until now?
Well, I think number one, you know, we do a thing about every couple of weeks. We go back and we'll say, all right, let's take a look at maybe the fourth day of spring practice and compare that to where we're at now. We'll go back and take a look at, you know, maybe an OTA that we went to in June and compare that from spring to where we are now. And you know, are we seeing our guys play with more confidence? Are we playing faster? Are our steps better with offensive line? Is our defensive line using their hands better? All those sorts of things. And you're creating a comparison. Now, if it doesn't look like something's better, now we got to look ourselves in the mirror and start evaluating what we're doing as coaches. But it gives us a chance to reset and make sure that, you know, what we're trying to teach and coach is actually showing up on tape. You know, we had a scrimmage last Friday against Brunswick. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of bad. But usually, you know, we feel like, you know, maybe the most improvement you'll make through the course of the season is from your scrimmage to that first game. And, you know, it's a chance to get out there now Friday against Applin County and, you know, one of the best coaches in the state, Tucker Pruitt, and play those guys for what now goes into the win-loss column.
Since you're reading our notes when it comes to the questions that we're going to be asking you, Tucker's coming on after you. And I wanted to get your best Tucker Pruitt story, even though he will be wearing red and not purple, and you are now wearing green and not purple, and the Fitzgerald ties that you both have.
Well, I think one is, you know, I've got such respect for his dad, and I followed his dad at Fitzgerald, and just absolutely love that community and that football program. I still have a ton of friends in Fitzgerald that I go visit with, you know, four or five times a year, and then, you know, knowing Tucker for as long as I have, I mean, there was no question. When he got that job in Fitzgerald, I felt like he was going to do a terrific job. But you know, he's one of a kind, and you know, kind of, I can remember, you know, we were at a clinic one year and we're all sitting around talking about footwork on a power G scheme play. And I mean, Tucker, you were not going to convince him that what wasn't but one way that could possibly run this play, and that he taught it, and it was on and on and on and on. We'd have gone for hours, you know, kind of going back and forth about what different guys believe. But he was certainly on a hill that it was worth dying on for him. And he's a heck of a football coach. The thing that I'll say is, you know, for him is he's willing to adapt to whatever his football team can do. And I know he's stepping into a new situation over at Applin. He's probably right now kind of spinning the wheels on, you know, what they're going to be offensively and defensively. And he really may not know that for a couple more weeks.
Well, you face off with them on Friday. When's the last time you guys have ever faced each other on opposite sidelines?
Me and Tucker actually have never played each other. You know, we've
ooh, okay, okay, cool.
Me and his dad have played several times, but me and Tuck have never played. But we have clinics together. We have, you know, we've picked each other's brains. We've over the years, you know, after big wins or things of that sort, we'll call and congratulate each other. And it'll be interesting. Both of us previously at Fitzgerald, both of us ties to that area. And now, you know, competing against each other, we know we're going to get the kitchen sink thrown at us. And, for us from the defensive standpoint, it's got us a little bit nervous because we just really don't know what he's going to try to be offensively. But he's always has a way of finding ways to move the football. And now, you know, we're trying to prepare for everything under the sun.
Nothing like being the guinea pig in week zero for Tucker Pruitt, the new gig. So, Region 1 Quad A, Ware County, non-region schedule, Applin, Coffee, Bainbridge, Bartram Trail, and Tallahassee Lincoln before you hit the gauntlet in Region 1 Quad A. Jason, it's always great to catch up with you, my friend. And we know that the game with Applin County this weekend is going to be fantastic. Great to see you. Don't be a stranger, and thanks for dropping by.
Hey, guys, appreciate you big time for everything you do for all high school athletics, not just football, but certainly appreciate the attention that you give us down in South Georgia, the Swamp. Appreciate it big time.
Speaking of Coach Pruitt, hey, yeah. Coach, welcome into the podcast. I barely recognize you in those very weird colors that you're in. Red and black? What is that?
It's red and black. It's starting to grow on me.
Wow.
We're so used to seeing you in purple. Well, new head coach of Applin County, how are you settling into Baxley?
We're settling in pretty good. It's come fast, you know, got hired in May and got the staff here in June, and we've had a good summer in June and July, and then August got here quick. It's been a busy time and a lot to do and a short time to do it, getting to know the kids and getting the staff together and installing a new offense, defense, special teams. But it's been good. Our kids have been receptive. I feel like we're getting better each and every day, and we're definitely still a work in progress, but it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, when before you, Jason Strickland, the head coach at Ware County, was on, and he doesn't know what you're going to throw at him when it comes to offense.
He
and
actually
setup
used the word nervous.
And kitchen sink.
Yes.
So he has no earthly idea what to anticipate, but he did tell us one time about a 3-hour discussion that the two of you had involving the right way to do a power G scheme at a camp. Does this ring a bell with you?
Yeah. So me and him are on that committee, the GFCA, and we get together once or twice a year at those meetings. And we'll stay up late talking ball. He's a great coach. What a great program they've got there at Ware County. And we definitely got our hands full this week.
Yeah. First game right off the bat against the Gators. What are you expecting from them?
We got to watch them last week against Brunswick, and they had a fireworks show, 34-34 at the half. They got big play potential. They run the ball extremely well. They got two backs, a big one and then a quicker one, and they're both going to be really hard to stop. The quarterback is a good athlete. He can run. He can throw. Seems very calm and poised, and he's definitely got a lot of targets and weapons out there to get it to. Defensively, got some good size and strength on the D-line. They play really hard, and then just a lot of speed. They do a great job on defense, mixing up their 4-man front and their 3-man front. And Coach Sapp is an old Valdosta guy that I know, and I think he's doing a great job. Good young coach coming up. And so we got our hands full both sides of the ball. Special teams are very good as well. And so football season's here and a huge challenge for us right out of the gate.
How hard is it to assemble a staff? You basically said you were hired 1 month, the staff's put together the following month. And I looked at the staff and from varsity all the way through middle school, and there's a fair number of folks there. How much of a challenge was it to assemble a staff in a short period of time so you could hit the ground running?
Well, I think it's always challenging. You know, that's one of the most important things you can do is pick the right guys to be around your team and your kids and guys that got the football experience but that also were good influences on these kids and help them grow and develop as men as well. And so it's always challenging. I think obviously the thing we were up against was time. We just didn't have a lot of time to miss. It started by getting in here and interviewing all of the coaches here that wanted to stay, and that was important to me. I kind of sympathized with their situation, a change going on and transition going on really late in the year, and a lot of the other jobs are closed. So it was important to me to keep all of the ones that wanted to stay. And so we did that, and we kind of started there. And, you know, from there, the guys that wanted to stay on, we kept and used the rest of the spots, you know, to bring in the guys that I needed from Fitzgerald, brought in about four or five of those. And then we had one or two spots to kind of wrap it up. And so it was a work in progress. It took some time, and but it's been good. We got a good mix of old and young. We got a good mix of my people from Fitzgerald and last regime from here. And they were really successful here. They've been to the semifinals three out of the last 4 years here. So I knew there were some good coaches on this staff that knew how to do things the right way. And so happy about our staff. We're still gelling and growing together and understanding each other, just kind of like the team is. But it's been good, and I'm really excited about the group of guys we got leading our kids in Appling County.
I hope Pirates fans know how lucky they are. You are 60-12 at Fitzgerald, one of the most winning coaches in South Georgia, and you've won the state championship in 2021, runner-up in 2020, 2022. What drew you to Appling County? I think that's my biggest question for you today, Coach.
Well, you know, first thing is, you know, I didn't do any of that. We did it. You know, we did it as a team, and it takes a lot. It takes a village. It takes administration. It takes great coaches. It takes a booster club. You know, good coaches, good players. And so it's definitely something that we did collectively. But what drew me to Appling County is a lot of things. You know, I've heard great things about the town. Obviously, I got three young kids and a great small town to raise the kids in, great education, a great football program. And it's the team that kind of like Fitzgerald, when I took that job, they've been knocking at the door, but there's still something to do and something to accomplish that hadn't been done. They've never won a state championship here. And so when I heard the job came open, obviously we coached against them last year. We played them in that makeup week after the hurricane, you know, right before the playoffs. And so I was familiar with their roster. I was familiar. We played over here, so I kind of got to see some of the facilities. And, you know, just kind of the more I investigated, the more I liked, and the more it kind of came together. And so it definitely was a tough decision to leave Fitzgerald. We got a lot of great friends there and memories there, and really proud of what we were able to accomplish there. But we did what we came to Fitzgerald to do. We won a state championship, and we've kind of, you know, kind of, I guess, ready for a new challenge, and that's what Appling County brings.
And you look down at the schedule, your first non-region game is against Jason in Ware County, and your last non-region game is going back to JC to take on Fitzgerald. And then you go into region in 3AA, where it's Cook, Crisp, Pierce, and Tatnall. Sir, your schedule is pretty stout.
Yeah, it is. I would definitely take another June and July if I could take two more months to get ready for it. That would be great, but we don't get that. And so, you know, I think it's just iron sharpens iron. You know, we're going to go out there and get thrown to the wolves this week, and we're going to have to battle and scratch and claw. And, you know, there may be some bad times along the way, but we're going to have to fight through it, and we're going to have to get better. And I hope, and that's kind of my vision, is that no matter the outcome of the game, we just continue to grow and get better each and every week. We do have a bye week after this one that's, you know, much needed early in the season to improve on our fundamentals and stuff. But we're just going to have to take the good with the bad, and we're going to have to shake it off and move on to the next week. And the good news is, when we get to the playoffs, if we can stay healthy, those kids will have been in a lot of big games against a lot of good teams. And so hopefully we'll be battle tested and hopefully ready to make a run when November and December gets here.
All right, Tucker Pruitt, new head coach of Appling County. Going to have to get used to that, Coach. Thanks, as always, for joining us, giving us an update on where you stand and where the team stands, and we can't wait for Friday.
Great to hear from y'all. Y'all take care.
And now the new guy in purple and gold.
You see how we structured
Coach
this show?
Wes Tankersley, we did this perfectly, John. We did this absolutely perfectly. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for joining us. How are you settling in there at Fitzgerald?
Yeah, we're finally trying to start to settle in. It's been kind of a crazy couple of months, you know, after Tucker took the job at Appling. You know, I didn't get here till the middle of May and didn't really get to start working with the kids till June. So it's just been kind of fast and furious the last couple of months trying to learn kids' names and learn, you know, just learn a lot about a lot of different things.
I was going to ask, how fast and furious is it? Is it like we see in old NFL training camp videos where the guy's name is taped to the front of the helmet and those kinds of things? What's it been like for you?
You know, I try not to do that. So in June, when they started every day, I would take the roll. As the kids came in, I'd just mark their name off. And so I tried to quiz myself for the first week or so to try to learn all the kids' names. So I really had them all down in about a week and a half.
Nice.
Impressive.
So I did pretty good with that, but it's basically just me just checking off roll as they came in every morning and saying their name like three times and looking back up at their face. And
flashcards. Well, before we get to your first challenge of the season, which is this Friday, I want to give folks who don't know a whole lot about you a little bit of your background. You spent seven seasons as the head coach of Stevens County, where you led the Indians to two region titles. What led you to Ben Hill County from Stevens County?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was just, you know, for me, just kind of a God thing, to be honest with you. You know, when Tucker left, I got the phone call, and it just felt like it was a great, you know, great opportunity for myself and my family, and, you know, nothing... You know, nothing bad at Stevens County. Had a great time there. A lot of great people there. But, you know, Fitzgerald is, you know, a great football town and got a great football tradition and definitely wanted to take on that challenge.
I was going to say, I mean, I think we go back as far as your time at Gilmer. And so, you know, LJ, you know, the Northwest Georgia Mountains with your time at Ridgeland. You know what Toccoa is. You know all of these really cool pockets in the state that you've been a coach in. For someone, what is, I guess, the education been like for you in Fitzgerald? Have you figured out the restaurants to go to yet? Have you avoided the wild chickens that hang out near school and try to not get them angry? Or, you know, what's the transition been like?
Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing I try to do is find barbecue places and places. What I try to do first. Yeah, then you start meeting all the people there, too. So, no, you know, the transition's been good. You know, this is... My fourth school was a head coach, and I've pretty much covered every corner of North Georgia. And now I get to, you know, cover a little bit more South Georgia. But I think it's, for me, it's honestly kind of fun to learn about new places. And, you know, everywhere is just a little bit different, right? I mean, there's lots of things that are the same and similar. I mean, we're in the same state, right? But there's also, you know, even from just Northeast Georgia to Northwest Georgia or, you know, Southeast, Southwest may just be a little bit different in some of the things that they do. So it's always fun to find out those, you know, those new traditions and new ways of doing things.
Well, no cupcake games for you settling in. Your first one is a rivalry one against Irwin County. You said you just met with Larry Harold at a luncheon. So what are your expectations for Friday? What did you guys chat about?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting, you know, interesting event. It was the Rotary Club. Both the Rotary Clubs come together, I guess we're playing for a football. It's got a football that's half purple and half red. And so
I didn't know that the red part was going to be even allowed into Ben Hill County if you win.
Well, it was at, yeah, no joke.
just saw it in half after the game.
Yeah. We had to sit there with, you know, with each other and, answer different questions from the Rotary Clubs. It was a good time and, you know, I had a lot of fun with it.
So what was the, let's see, how will we phrase this? What was the most difficult question?
Ooh.
Now, did you get to ask questions of each other or was it just the Rotary Clubs asking the two of you like crossover?
Yeah.
What was,
it was just them asking us questions.
If you had a question to ask Larry Harold about this rivalry, about Fitzgerald and Irwin, what would your question to Larry be?
Because we can ask him next.
Yeah, we figure we'd ask him next.
What's your favorite play going to be on Friday?
I'm writing that down.
Favorite play.
Yeah.
What is his go-to play?
What is your go-to play, sir?
Especially on fourth and goal.
all about all these rivalries in and around the state of Georgia, what has it been like to see out of the blocks for you at your new gig in South Georgia, where you know what football means? What has it been like to see the response to you within this rivalry, knowing that Fitzgerald and Irwin are going to be playing each other this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like I told the people there, I said, for me, it's just, I'm just trying to have fun, you know, like, you know, we can, yeah, you can get nervous about it, and I'm sure I will be nervous, especially when I get closer to time, right? But, I mean, you know, that's what high school football is all about, right? I mean, that's what this is, that's why we coach this game, to be part of a community, to raise young men in the community, I think this is just a fun part of that, and being able to have the rivalry game right off the bat. I mean, we're going to learn a lot about our players, you know. I mean, we'll learn a lot about our players in a presser situation, which will be good, you know, moving forward.
All right, Coach. Well, you've got some big shoes to fill with Pruitt winning championships and getting to the final game of the season, and it all starts.
Get your tickets
all
now.
Starts this Friday.
Now.
Thank you so much for joining us and getting us caught up on the team. We cannot wait to watch that game on Friday.
Yeah, thank you. Go Canes.
And finally, the new head coach of the Irwin County Indians, Larry Harold. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Hannah, thanks for having me on, you and John.
So our first question actually comes from Coach Tankersley himself.
Yes.
We just had him on the podcast. He said that you guys caught up at a luncheon today. He wants to know what your favorite play is going to be on Friday.
Whatever it takes to score on that vaunted defense is. How about that? Whatever it takes to score. Yes. I just found out that his favorite play is buck sweep, so I got to go tell my defensive coordinator, get ready for the buck.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah, because we were wondering about this this banquet, the luncheon that the two of you were at, because the two of you are parachuting into one of the biggest rivalries in the state
as
with Fitzgerald and Irwin as first-year, first-game head coaches. How's that for a new gig?
Hey, listen, they I didn't know what I was getting into. I just was told by my superintendent, hey, I'm coming to pick you up at 11:45. Be ready. When the boss said be ready, I just be ready. I get in the car, and next thing I know, I see all these people and Coach Tankersley and his superintendent principal there. So I'm like, oh, wow. So, yeah, it's I kind of knew about the rivalry. I knew it was big, but I didn't know it was this big. I mean, I really can't even go into Fitzgerald since I've been here. I went there to buy some furniture things for my office.
Uh-oh.
And I had on the Earl County shirt and something like,
oh, no.
What are you doing up here? What are you doing? I mean, it's June, John. And she's like, what are you doing up here? Get from, like, lady, you don't want my business? Like,
because you're wearing red and black and you crossed the county line, Larry.
She did not want your business. She doesn't even want
business.
Your money.
Oh, my God. Now, this week, I'm not going. I can't go up there at all. But, you know, yeah, I didn't realize. You know what I'm saying? You can't wear red and black over there. Can't wear red and black.
Yeah, when you travel 10 minutes north of Buddy Noble's, there's, I guess, this force field of wardrobe where anything red and black is not allowed into Ben Hill County.
Yeah, I mean, you literally, we don't have a McDonald's in it, so if I wanted some fries or a milkshake,
nope,
I can't go. Look at Hannah Anderson. Nope, you can't get it.
You gotta go to Tifton.
I gotta go to Tifton. I can't go 10 minutes away.
You gotta drive an hour to go to McDonald's.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, so no lunch for me this week. How about that? No lunch.
You've been around a lot of different pockets of the state, so you know what all these rivalries and all these great football towns are like. What's it been like for you in Osceola?
It's been good. Like I say, just, you know, coming back to South Georgia, man, was awesome because football means so much. And I think, you know, people don't understand what I was saying when I was in at Central the last couple of years. Like, it just means more. You know, like Coach Tank was saying, you know, the week of a big ride, we meet at the Rotary Club and, you know, fans going back and forth and things of that nature. And, you know, people always recognize you when you go into stores. You know, my kids go to school with me now and they, you know, they realize like, Dad, you, everybody knows who you are. Like, that's, you know, that's kind of the thing now. You know, when you're in Atlanta, I was in Lawrenceville, you know, you were just another face in the crowd, but now it's like, no, you're the head coach of Osceola. So, you know, like I said, man, it's been refreshing because people care so much and they love these young men and they know what football can do for them, John. And it's really, I'm so glad to be back. I think the next biggest ride I was part of like this was when me and Rocky used to get together when I was at Brunswick, the Glenn and Brunswick. So I've been part of some pretty big rivalries, you know, in my coaching career as far as South Georgia's concerned.
You mentioned Central. That's where you were previously, Central Gwinnett. You had were the head coach at five schools over 10 seasons. For Indians fans, what kind of coach are you?
I would say just a guy that's blessed and fortunate to be where he's at. I know what the game can do. I'm like a lot of my players in the fact that if it weren't for football academics, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I kind of marry those two things together. I just really believe that those two things, athletics and academics, can change the trajectory of a young person's life. And, you know, I got to do a lot of things because of the game of football. I got to meet a lot of people. I got to go on my first plane ride and stay at my first hotel and all those different things like that because of the game of football. So, you're getting a guy who believes in molding young men, young boys into men, and using football as a tool to shape our future of tomorrow. But you know, I'm kind of old school. I think John knows that about me. Old school guy, hard nosed. I believe in technique and fundamentals. I believe in, you know, just really treating the game right and making sure our young men aren't just representatives at the school, but also in their communities. And when they go home, they're big brothers and sons and nephews that their community members and fans can be proud of.
And you're going into it in a Region 2, single A D2, with Brooks, Charlton, and Clinch. Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, listen, one thing about me, listen, I told him when I first got a job, one thing about Coach Harrell, if there's a fire going on, I'm not running from the building, I'm running to the building. I'm running to the burning building, baby. Yes.
Thrives in chaos.
The fireman has come to Osceola with the biggest hose he can
find. That's it. Well, you know, I haven't played Brooks since, I think, 2012 when I was at Macon County. I've never played Clinch. I never had the opportunity to play Charlton, but man, I talked to Coach McWherter when he used to be at we played him when he was at Jackson. And he had all those stories, man. And so he called me to congratulate when he got the job and was telling me about all the wonderful things about Charlton. And, you know, he kind of missed the South, too. So, like I said, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to be a part of a new history and new tradition here at Erwin County.
Well, as always, it's great to see you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
And looking forward to seeing what this region is going to be with you and this rivalry of rivalries off the top this year. Fitzgerald, Erwin County, two new coaches, Tank and Larry Harold, going at
it. Can't wait.
And remember, when you go to the county to the north, you cannot wear red and black.
Just don't even go.
Just go in different, like khaki or something.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, John, they have my face plastered around, so they know who I am. So I can't.
Oh, yeah,
it don't matter what color I wear. So, but I appreciate you guys having me on. I always appreciate what GBB Sports does for high school sports and promoting this great game.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
He's amazing. Oh. Sign him up to co-host the podcast with us.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Every single week.
That's tremendous. I mean, literally, he can't. Apparently, there are wanted posters of Larry Harold in Ben Hill County now. I don't know if the same. I don't see it. And the thing is, I don't know where this Rotary luncheon was. I don't know. In the past, it has been at a golf course, and the golf course has long since gone dormant. But I don't know where this meeting was. I don't know. And apparently, the coaches were wearing their colors. Wherever
the,
it was.
The coaches didn't even know where the meeting was.
That, well, and so it's just like, yeah, I'm hopping in cars.
I love
so
it.
You have heated rivalry off the top.
Yep.
Big rivalry in the first two. The family relationships in the first two. The new coaches in three and four. Welcome to week zero, everybody.
Awesome. I'm excited. Get you ready for the season.
True. Before we get into... actually, you want to tease what we're doing?
Yes. Yeah. So our first TV game is not this Friday.
Right.
We will have a stream game this Friday. Lambert versus Mill Creek. So be sure to follow us on social media, like y'all know, at GBB Sports and all the streaming platforms to watch that game. Our first TV game will be after Labor Day, September 5th. Calhoun versus Cartersville over by my new stomping grounds in Woodstock.
Yes.
Might have to stop by.
Yeah. And I'm sure that everybody in Cartersville and Calhoun would love to see you at Wineland Stadium. So
that's the rundown here at GBB.
That starts our grid for the season. And so we have to wrap up the show by going to Marky Mark.
Of course.
And find out about off seasons and preparation now that things are getting hot and heavy and getting ready to go here in week zero, which is week one, first game, week zero kind of a thing. So, Marky Mark, how would you best encourage folks to get ready for the season, to kick things off so they hit the ground running and so there's no growth, there's no growth curve. Everybody just hits the ground running at week zero. What are
we
you
have two marks back there today? You know the other Mark is panicking right now, like, oh God, what do I have to say?
No. There goes Tokyo, there's Mark Chilla.
Oh, I love it.
That's a Blue Oyster Cult reference for the day. Mm-hmm. So Marky Mark, what say you, sir?
I mean, it's all about the importance of practice and everything. And actually, I have an anecdote from this weekend about this. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Last week in general.
But still, yeah.
So I saw my girlfriend's sister-in-law attempt... Do you know the 999 challenge?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
no.
You don't know it.
No.
It's an impressive challenge. So 9 dogs, 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings.
Oh.
And just...
I wouldn't be able to do that
No.
one.
No.
Oh, she was a pro on it. It was...
Wow. Well, okay, so then let me ask. Does it have
That's
to...
Impressive.
Is it just the Frankfurter itself, or do you have to have the Frankfurter and the bun?
Oh, Frankfurter and the bun.
Oh.
Full everything. Yeah, it's a lot of carbs.
Wow.
It's a lot...
Let's go hungry.
She did an incredible job. Like, it... She was doing the practice and everything. She didn't quite get it. I will be up front. However... To speak to what's going, the
this
training
is the wrong
for
sport. This is the wrong sport.
It's the wrong sport, but the
no,
training
but,
applies.
Yeah, it's training and pacing and being prepared. I think is where Mark.
Yeah, no, that's where I'm going with this because she's going to be training for next year. She didn't quite finish it this time, but she got the 9 beers down. Got a six dogs. Had to give up, but by God, she'll get it next year.
So she got to the 7th inning stretch and had to pack it in, basically.
You nailed it. Yeah,
that's a lot of beers.
Wow, she's a pro.
A lot of beers.
Yeah, brave souls, I tell you that right now.
She doesn't have kids. Clearly, she does not have kids.
Oh my God. She does not have kids.
Knew it. Called it.
See, there you go.
Those days are in my past.
Yes, and as always, we'll get Marky Mark's wisdom to end the show every single week as we continue to go here. Next week, here on the podcast, the executive director of the Georgia High School Association, Dr. Tim Scott, studio. And he's going to come by and visit, and we're going to discuss things. That's the official term about the 2025-26 year.
All of the things.
Yes, that's a lot of stuff to talk about. All the things. So Dr. Scott's going to be in next week, and we'll break everything down with him and find out what it's like for him and his. I think it's his first full season.
Yeah. Without the liaison.
Well, yes.
And Robin Hines.
Well, the executive liaison may be with him, but this I think
Maybe.
Is his first full season of him being the executive director. First full year. So we'll find out what it's like for him.
Let him fly.
Challenges and things and what he's looking forward to as we get ready for the 2025 high school football season. So for Ambassador Jeremy, for King James, for G Money.
We back.
And that's Hannah. I'm John. Thanks for coming by the Football Fridays in Georgia podcast. Play it safe, everybody. Enjoy your games.
brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia. Brought to you by the Georgia Governor's Office of Highway Safety, reminding you to buckle up, Georgia.